Free Speech, A Global History from Socrates to Social Media. The Eternal Struggle for Free Expression. Throughout history, the concept of free speech has been a beacon of hope and a source of contention. As I delved into the annals of human civilization to write this book, I discovered a pattern that repeats itself across cultures and centuries. I call this phenomenon free speech entropy, the seemingly inevitable tendency for societies to restrict expression, even after periods of openness and progress. From ancient Athens to the digital age, free speech has been both championed and challenged. It's a principle that has shaped the course of human events, fueling revolutions, toppling tyrants, and advancing human rights. Yet, it's also a fragile ideal, one that requires constant vigilance and defense. In this journey through time, we'll explore how free speech has evolved, the heroes who fought for it, and the forces that have sought to suppress it. We'll see how this fundamental right has been intertwined with the pursuit of truth, justice, and equality. And we'll confront the difficult questions that arise when different rights and values come into conflict. The ancient roots of free expression. Our story begins in ancient Athens, where the concept of free speech, or parrhesia, first took root in Western civilization. The Athenians understood that open debate was essential for democracy to function. They created spaces like the agora, where citizens could gather to discuss and debate the issues of the day. But even in Athens, free speech had its limits. The trial and execution of Socrates for corrupting the youth with his provocative questions serves as a stark reminder that even the birthplace of democracy could fall prey to the temptation to silence dissenting voices. As we move through history, we encounter figures like the 9th century freethinker Al-Razi, who dared to challenge religious orthodoxy in the Islamic world. His writings on reason and skepticism would influence generations of thinkers, even as they drew the ire of religious authorities. The Enlightenment and the birth of modern free speech. The story of free speech takes a dramatic turn during the Enlightenment. Thinkers like John Milton, Baruch Spinoza, and Voltaire laid the intellectual groundwork for modern conceptions of free expression. Milton's Areopagitica, a passionate defense of freedom of the press, argued that truth would emerge victorious in a free marketplace of ideas. But it was the American experiment that truly codified free speech as a fundamental right. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution enshrined protections for freedom of speech, press, and religion. This radical idea that the government should be constrained from interfering with expression would become a model for democracies around the world. Yet, even as these principles were being established, they were being tested. The Alien and Sedition Acts, passed in the early years of the American Republic, criminalized criticism of the government. This tension between the ideal of free speech and the desire to maintain order and protect power would play out again and again throughout history. Free speech in the age of mass communication. The 19th and 20th centuries saw unprecedented challenges and opportunities for free speech. The rise of mass media, newspapers, radio, and television amplified voices and expanded the reach of ideas. But it also created new avenues for censorship and control. During this period, we see the emergence of heroic figures who used the power of free speech to fight injustice. Ida B. Wells, for example, wielded her pen as a weapon against the horrors of lynching in the American South. Her fearless reporting exposed the brutal reality of racial violence, even as she faced threats and intimidation. The two world wars and the subsequent Cold War brought new threats to free expression. Governments, citing national security concerns, cracked down on dissent. In the United States, the Red Scare led to blacklists and persecution of suspected communists. Meanwhile, behind the Iron Curtain, Soviet censorship reached Orwellian proportions, with the state controlling every aspect of information and expression. The Digital Revolution and New Frontiers of Free Speech. As we enter the digital age, the landscape of free speech has been transformed once again. The internet and social media have democratized information and given voice to millions. Movements like the Arab Spring demonstrated the power of these new tools to challenge authoritarian regimes and organize for change. But the digital revolution has also brought new challenges. The spread of misinformation, the amplification of hate speech, and the power of tech giants to shape public discourse have all raised difficult questions about the limits of free expression in the 21st century. We've seen how governments and corporations have attempted to control the flow of information online. China's Great Firewall stands as a sobering example of how technology can be used to restrict, rather than expand, free speech. Meanwhile, in the West, debates rage over content moderation, cancel culture, and the role of social media platforms in policing speech. The future of free speech, challenges and opportunities. As we look to the future, the fate of free speech hangs in the balance. We're witnessing what I call a global free speech recession. Authoritarian regimes are tightening their grip on information, while even in established democracies, there are growing calls to restrict certain forms of expression in the name of safety or social harmony. But history shows us that free speech is resilient. It has survived countless attempts to suppress it, and it has consistently proven to be a powerful force for progress and human rights. The challenge for our generation is to find ways to protect and nurture free speech in a complex, interconnected world. We must resist the impulse to censor, even when confronted with ideas we find offensive or dangerous. Instead, we should strive to create a culture of free speech, one that values open debate, critical thinking, and the free exchange of ideas. This means not just defending legal protections for speech, but actively fostering an environment where diverse viewpoints can be heard and engaged with respectfully. As I conclude this journey through the history of free speech, I'm reminded of the words of Benjamin Franklin. Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom, and no such thing as public liberty without freedom of speech. These words ring as true today as they did in the 18th century. Free speech is not just a legal principle. It's a cultural value that must be continually reinforced and defended. It's up to each of us to contribute to this culture, to engage in the difficult conversations, to challenge our own assumptions, and to stand up for the right of others to express themselves, even when we disagree. The story of free speech is far from over. As we face the challenges of the 21st century, from climate change to artificial intelligence, we'll need the free exchange of ideas more than ever. By understanding the long and tumultuous history of free speech, we can better appreciate its value and recommit ourselves to its defense. In the end, free speech is more than just a right. It's the foundation of human progress and the key to unlocking our collective potential. Let us honor the legacy of those who fought for this principle and work to ensure that future generations can enjoy the fruits of free expression.